Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. And today we want to learn how to love the cross and how to live the message of the cross in our own lives. And so for this, we go today to the school of Blessed Jacinta, Marta of Fatima. Blessed Jacinta, the 9-year-old visionary of Fatima, gives us the perfect teaching on how to love the cross and how to live the message of the cross in our own lives. Sister Lucia explains in her memoirs how the children like to play this game called forfeits. Now, in this game, whoever the loser was had to do whatever the winner told them to do. And usually, if Jacinta won the game, she would ask one of the other children to go and catch a butterfly for her and bring it back to her, or to go and find one of her favorite flowers, or something like that. Well, there was one time when they were playing at Lucia's house, and Lucia happened to be the winner. And so now it was her turn to tell Jacinta what to do. And now Lucia's brother was writing at the table close by, and she told Jacinta, "Okay, go over to my brother and give him a big hug and kiss." And Jacinta said, "That? No. Tell me to do some other thing. Why don't you tell me to go and kiss our Lord over there?" There was a crucifix hanging on the wall. "All right," I answered. "Get up on a chair, bring the crucifix over here, kneel down and give him 3 hugs and 3 kisses. One for Francisco, one for me, and the other for yourself." Sister Lucia writes, or rather, Jacinta says, "To our Lord, yes, I'll give as many as you like." And then she ran to get the crucifix. She kissed it and hugged it with such devotion that I have never forgotten it. Now there we have an example for us, right? The purity, the innocence of the heart of a 9-year-old little girl. She went and she grabbed the crucifix. You see her devotion, the love she had for our Lord? "I'll kiss him as many times as you want." And she hugged and kissed that crucifix in such a way and with such great devotion that, as Sister Lucia says, she could never forget it. Now, how many of us have a crucifix hanging in our homes? Oh, goodness, I hope we all have one, okay, that there's nobody without a crucifix in their home. Now, how many of us look at the crucifix with devotion? Do you know the prayer of blessing that the priest gives on the crucifix? There's a special protection, special graces that the priest calls upon for whoever looks at with devotion and venerates the cross. But if we're just so used to the crucifix,